So Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people in receiving your anointed word in Jesus' name. And continuing our teaching, can these bones live? And after Ezekiel finished preaching what God gave him to preach, he was then told to prophesy to the wind, meaning he was to invite the Holy Spirit to now fill those who had received the word and whose life was changing because of the word. So the word of God reconstructed their life, and the Holy Spirit energized or empowered their life so that others could see the changes that's taking place in them. Can these bones live? So after the word was preached to those who was in the valley of dry bones, the people, and those in the valley who received the word started seeing changes take place in their life, where things begin to come together. And then they was filled with the Holy Spirit, who empowered their life so others could see that in spite of where they are, and in spite of what folks have done, and in spite of how long folks have been in a mess, these bones can live. But they must want to. In our day and time, there are many that's in the valley, low places, and they are wondering if things can change for them. But just as God told Ezekiel to preach his word to those that was in the valley of dry bones, we must preach the word and not religion, not a set of rules and regulations, but nothing but the word. And we can't preach it if we don't know it, if we don't study it, if we don't search it, if we don't meditate on it, if we don't read it, if we don't hunger after it. And once we preach what God gives us to preach, then the dry bones will begin to see changes take place in their lives. Only if they want to change. I keep stressing that for a reason. Because every person has the ability to choose. We are free will moral agents. Although you are hearing the word of God even now, you still must decide what you're going to do. Yes, these bones can live if they want to. And then God sealed them with his Holy Spirit until the day of redemption. So the question may come to us today. Can these bones live? Yes, they can, but they must want to. Yes, people that's bound can be free, but they must want to. People that's been hurt can be healed, but they must want to. People that's in darkness can come into the light if they want to. People that's turned off can be turned on again if they want to. People that's wounded can be made whole if they want to. People that's in religion can have a real relationship with Jesus if they want to. If God is going to use us to reach the dry bones, we must welcome and yield the Holy Spirit daily. Spend time in prayer every day. Spend time reading, searching, and studying the word. Have set times to fast. Don't ignore iniquity in our hearts against no one. Live a clean life. Watch our company. Remain faithful to God. Give so we won't put ourselves under curse from robbing God. Allow the potter to redo us all over again. Be real and not try to impress people. Be willing to tell others where God has brought us from. Can these bones live? Yes, they can, if they want to. You're listening to this message today, my friend. And you've been wondering, can you change? In spite of how long you have been practicing what you're practicing. You have been put down by so many people. And society have a way of classifying people. Of making people feel like nothing can happen for them because of what they have been doing for so long. See, it doesn't matter to God how long you have been in what you're in. What the question comes to you, can these bones live? Yes, you may be in a dry valley, a dry place of life, a dry, hopeless lifestyle, a dry, hopeless condition. You may feel like there's no hope for you. There's no help for you. You may feel like life is a waste of time. I'm just on the earth for nothing. Nobody is born for nothing, my friend. You're born with a purpose in God's mind. And the only way you can find out why you are supposed to be here is by you coming back to your Creator. See, the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We all have turned away from God at some point in time. But what God is doing, He's regathering His people. Those that want to come back. You may not be saved, my friend. You may feel, well, you know what? I have time to give my life to Jesus. But the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Because you don't know what a day is going to bring forth. And seeing the message here that God has been bringing, dealing with Ezekiel going to a valley full of dry bones. Those dry bones represent people lives. They was in a low place. And they felt hopeless. They felt helpless. You may feel like these individuals, my friend. But you can live again if you want to. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Then Jesus said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. So my friend, Jesus came that you might have life. But see, the thief comes to take your life. But Jesus wants you to live, not just exist, not just breathe air. He wants you to live abundantly on the earth and have eternal life after you leave this earth, but in heaven. But the thief, my friend, wants to take you to hell when you leave this world. But the good news about the gospel is, you don't have to go to hell. Yes, these bones can live. Yes, you can have new life, my friend. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Don't you want a new life, my friend? Don't you want to have peace? Don't you want to have joy? Don't you want to be contented? Don't you want to know without a shadow of a doubt, if you shut your eyes today, that you will wake up in heaven? That heaven will be an eternal resting place? Don't you want to have that assurance, my friend? Keep listening to this message. Can these bones live? That was the question Ezekiel was being asked by the Creator. What you see, Ezekiel, can that change? You see bones in the valley just laying there, not moving. But can you believe Ezekiel? Do you think that these bones you see that's not moving, can they move again? These bones represent people lives. And my friend, all of us at one time, those that saved now used to be dry bones. But if you're not saved, my friend, you're still dry bones. And you're in a valley. But Jesus wants to give you life and give you life more abundant. But He says unto you, come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me. Find meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth Me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father, but by Me. Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear My voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with Me. Jesus, my friend, is inviting you to come Because he wants you to know that you can live. But the thing is, do you want to live? Do you want to spend eternity in heaven with Jesus, my friend? I know I can hear you saying, yes, I do. Well, what I want you to do right now is stop what you're doing. This is a moment of decision for you, my friend. Stop what you're doing right now and bow your head. I just don't want you to say this prayer because you hear it. I want you to say this from your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to planet Earth. You hung on a cross. You shed your blood for my sins. I believe you died, you was buried, and you rose again. I believe you're alive right now. Forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Come into my heart. Be Lord of my life from this day forward. And Lord Jesus, I surrender all to you right now. I thank you for giving me life. Life abundant on the earth and life eternal when I leave this earth. I thank you, wonderful Jesus. You have caused me to come from death unto life. I thank you. I am no longer dry bones in a valley. I thank you, wonderful Jesus. You are now my shepherd who shall lead me in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. I thank you for saving me and writing my name in the Lamb's Book of Life in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you for the people who have heard your word and responded to your word. I thank you for the dry bones now coming to life. I thank you for the dry bones, lives now coming into play. Thank you for saving, healing, and delivering in the mighty name of Jesus. Can these bones live?